Rahak had a contest with Baladev the other day, and it was who was the best dressed, and then they had a contest to see who was in the best consciousness. Guess who won?
I don't know.
You. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Do you feel like you're in the best consciousness, or would you vote for somebody? If you had to vote for the best consciousness, who would you vote for?
I have no idea. Like, I think I would have to be a spiritual master to be able to say who is in the best consciousness.
Ananda Lahari, you're moving into the super zone. This is your 11th time here?
11th, yeah. Yes.
But it was only up until the last minute that you found out you were going to come. When you heard the news, how did you feel?
It was kind of like growing, because first I heard the news, but I still didn't have money and the ticket, so it was kind of like half. I was half in the race, half not. And then for sure I was very happy. I was happy, but I was not taking it like for sure. And there was peace run going on, and I could go to peace run, so this was the main focus on. And then everything happened so fast that I didn't really have time to somehow think of it.
So you have 5 days to think about it now.
No, I knew I want to run, and I'm happy I'm here. It's like at least 2-in-1, running and spiritual pilgrimage, and who knows what are the other things that are happening here.
So there's always running and there's a pilgrimage.
Yes, yes.
How would you describe the pilgrimage?
It's like a spiritual journey to the enlightenment. You know, they used to go somewhere in Himalayas, people, for pilgrimage, that they were only concentrating, or this is my idea, that they were concentrating only on God and trying to calm down and enter into the heart and be in oneness with the world and with the God. So this is kind of modern way of doing it. And before the race, I consider Sri Chinmoy as my coach, running coach. He wrote many things and said many things about running. And I read just before coming to the race. I mean, already I read it a few times, but recently, that you need 4 qualities or 4 things to run marathon under 2 hours. Gratitude to Mother Earth, in the heart, peace in the mind, purity in the vital, and alertness in the body. So I am repeating it over and over and over and trying to feel it, trying to concentrate on these qualities or on this subject. And I'm not going to run the marathon under 2 hours, but I think for any kind of running, if you want to improve, it helps if you concentrate on this thing, which is written my guru advised. And it gives me joy, plus like my mind is kind of flying like here and there, so it gives me joy to focus on it.
You had a very good start though. I mean, you've been doing looking good, running well.
Yeah, I came, thing was I came only on Saturday, or like about 12 hours before the start of the race. And now I have the experience that it's good to come to the race more in advance, that you need more time to adjust to time change. It's not only a matter of sleeping, but like feeling good. That I'm still not kind of settled, but I'm doing well, yeah.
If you compared yourself to the guy from 11 years ago, what would be different about you now than then?
I believe I am a completely different person. Like,
Kevin!
I'm sure. I was like a baby, really weak, full of ego and insecurity. Or maybe not so, like, huge ego, but for sure I have less ego than before. I still have. But I feel it's different, and I have more gratitude, I must say. For me this was always a big challenge, I would say. Or like, as Pradhan, Dr. Pradhan, he comes here from Chicago, here to the race to give treatments to the runners. Once he told me I was not doing well for many years here, and once he told me, don't take it for granted, feel gratitude. I was not really able, I guess, and so now I'm happy that I can concentrate on gratitude to the Supreme and to Mother Earth in my heart. And I know I still need more and more and more, because this race is really big opportunity and privilege to be here.
Thank you.
Yep.